That's called a sporran,
Eric said.
Huh?
Lydia pried her eyes away from his waist, horrified to discover she'd been staring at the man's crotch again. Almost defensively, she said, I wasn't wondering what you wore under your kilt.
Ah, well, that would be nothing at all, lassie,
Eric said, again winking at her.
But I was telling you that the black bag you're looking at is called a sporran.
One thing I don't want,
the white-dressed woman said, wiping her mouth with the back of her hand.
Hogs! Nasty stink of things a-grunting and a-rooting all over the place.
Mrs. Turpin gave her the merest edge of her attention. Our hogs are not dirty, and they don't stink, she said. They're cleaner than some children I've seen.
A fearful man, all in coarse grey, whose teeth chattered in his head as he seized me by the chin. Oh, don't cut my throat, sir, I pleaded in terror. Pray, don't do it, sir.
Tell us your name, said the man.
Quick, I ain't going,
Dan said, rolling onto his stomach. Dan's dad pulled the covers off. Chilled, the skin on the back of Dan's legs tightened.